You're listening to Bounce Back Behavior, the show with Nakisha Michelle and Robin Denise, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness. Hello, divine beings. Welcome to Bounce Back Behavior. You know that this is more than just a show. It is that alarm clock. It is that wake-up call so that you will live boldly, heal deeply, and always we gather weekly in a space that houses truth, tools, and transformation. I am your favorite guru and spiritual baddie, Robin Denise, here with you today. And, you know, we also got Nakisha Michelle and Izzy Key, and they are not able to be with us today. But as you know, the show always goes on, okay? So how are we doing out there in the airways, in the world? How am I doing over here in the Thailand, honey? you know what's been new for me? Oh, is when you travel and you've been gone out of your home country for a while, one of the things that I've noticed, at least with me, is sometimes my credit cards want to act brand new. Meaning they are like, oh, we not in the U.S. right now. What you doing? Do we really want to be used today? You know, and I know there's many ways to circumvent that by telling your bank that you're traveling, which I do, you know, using certain travel business cards, et cetera, et cetera. I am fully aware. And there might be others. So if you know of others, feel free to email your girl at pleasure@robindenise.com with some hot tips on travel cards and credit cards and debit cards outside of the U.S. But man, let me tell you, I am really appreciative of the various ways that you can pay for things outside of the country. Because in those times when my card is acting brand new, I'm still able to pay with cash. I'm still able to pay with different types of apps that are, you know, specific to the country that I'm in. And one of the things that I have really enjoyed and had a new experience around with paying for things when my cards are doing something different is paying for big purchases at the 7-Eleven. So if you don't know, in Thailand, 7-Elevens are everywhere. Every block, there is a 7-Eleven ready to assist you with your grocery shopping needs, your water needs, and pay your bill needs. So at 7-Eleven, you can pay for things like the water bill, you can pay for your plane ticket to a whole nother country over the counter at 7-Eleven. They only accept cash though, so don't be trying to go there with something else. But that is an option. And I remember when I lived in Costa Rica for some months, I went to the local grocery store to pay bills. And that experience again was very, very different and interesting. And as I've been navigating all of this movement around the country and recognizing I can go to different locations, it's really been freeing to know that if I can't pay for something online, I can walk up the corner, literally maybe 500 meters from my house, and still pay, get things taken care of. So it has been interesting experience navigating that and showing up in a store where not everybody speaks English, but they speak enough and you're just kind of like pointing and saying, hey, I want to pay for this. please let me pay for this. So yeah, that has been an interesting experience. And that's been what's new for me right now out here in the Thailand. Oh boy. Let's move into today's inappropriate question. Now, you know, these questions are more than just that moment where I'm asking something random or auspicious or whatever. It goes deeper than that. The goal is to really create that discussion around what are the things that we are harboring within our minds, our preconceived notions, to say the things that maybe we don't always have the opportunity to say amongst others. It's those topics that really reveal something deeper about how we live, what we believe, and really what nobody wants to say out loud. So today's inappropriate question is, where did a hair grow or show up on your body that made you question life? And there's a word that I actually just forgot to say in this question. So let me repeat it. The inappropriate question is, where did a gray hair grow or show up on your body that made you question life? And for me, oh my gosh, I don't even remember how old I was. I couldn't have been, I think I was maybe like early 30s, like 31, 32. And I found a gray hair in a spot that made me go, you're not serious. What is this? What is this? I'm going to tell you where that spot was. Right after I tell you the other spot that made me question my life, which was I turned 36, and I was washing my face one morning, and I look and I see a gray hair in my eyebrows. I was like, what? Am my eyebrows gonna turn gray? Is that a thing? Does the face hair on my eyebrows and my eyelashes? I also found one in my eyelash. I was just like, what? When did this? What is this? No one told me to prepare that gray hair was gonna show up in my eyebrow and on my eyelashes. No one. Who did somebody tell y'all that? Because nobody told me. And I'm here to tell you that that is a possibility. Now, some people might be, you know, laughing and saying, I've seen some gray hairs in some other places too. And I'm going to tell you the other place that I didn't say earlier. The other place was my pubic hair. I found a gray hair there, and it really made me question life. All of these locations made me question life. And the deeper meaning of this, like, thought process around a gray hair showing up somewhere where you just really weren't expecting, like, you just going about your day, you know, doing your morning thing, grooming yourself, however you do, and then just, oh, there's a gray hair. It's there. And, you know, gray hairs are not the same texture as the other hairs. So now you got a gray hair that might be silky smooth or real coarse and standing straight up, and everybody else is in alignment. It just threw me. And the biggest thing about this topic is digging deeper into, like, body acceptance, embracing the body as it changes. Because that is really the first level of embracing our inward change. Like, our body shows how we are evolving throughout this life. And so when there's changes on our physical 3D body, it's an outward expression of the transformation that's happening within our soul, within our emotions, within our minds. So when we see things like stretch marks or wrinkles, gray hairs, it is a profound opportunity to embrace our internal transformations that are showing up externally. It's a chance to provide deeper levels of self-love by saying, oh, snap, I got a gray hair XYZ here. These stretch marks tell a story. You know, these wrinkles and creases by my eyes and such remind me of where I've come and where I am. And it is like the external ability to embrace our internal movement forward. And when I stop to think about gray hairs and other body changes in that way, it provides a deeper level of self-love for myself because, I mean, my body is me and I am my body and I am housed in this body, you know? So I encourage you as you sit with this question, maybe even, you know, use it as a journal prompt if you do some journaling or vlogging note or voice note, whatever feels good for you. But do some reflecting around like, how am I embracing the wisdom that my body is physically showing? How am I embracing that internal wisdom, that internal evolution of my soul that now my body is expressing in this way, you know? And I want to just leave that there for y'all. Just leave that there. Sit with it, you know, see where it resonates as we move into the plus side of love, which is still about embracing our bodies. Today, I really wanted to dig a little deeper into a comment that was made to me a couple years back when I shared with you all my weight gain story and how it was connected to grieving the death of my mother, and really not just grieving her death, but also like learning to understand her transition into the ancestral realm. And on that journey of acknowledging that I was 200 plus pounds, and then accepting it and accepting where it was coming from and working towards the change, I mentioned that the change was, all right, let me utilize my personal trainer skills. Let me utilize my yoga trapeze instructor skills. And let me utilize my community to support me into transforming my body into something that I feel really resonates with who is shining in on the inside. And as I was going through that transformational process and working out and getting these muscles, I mean, I was getting cut, boy. I mean, I'm still really cut. I ain't gonna lie to you. But it's not as defined as it was. Anyways, I'm going through this work, working hard in the gym daily. And I mentioned that I worked at a gym, that I was a personal trainer. So I was working at a gym and I was working at a gym. The gym that I was working at, excuse me, is the gym that I was also working out at. So the members would see me training people and then also training myself and working out, right? There was one member that saw the person I was working with, my own trainer, the bodybuilder. My trainer was a bodybuilder. Anyways, a member came up to my trainer and said, you know, Robert Denise is looking real good. She just needs to lose 20 more pounds and then she'll be right. When my trainer came and told me this, he told me first from a place of like, I'm gonna tell you this because I feel like I should, but also this person is ludicrous. Like, you look amazing, whether or not you were training or not, you know, like, what is that? And on top of it, the person who said it could have stood to lose his own 20 more pounds. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. Gut, beer belly, all of that. He could have stand to lose his own 20 pounds. But lo and behold, they want to talk about me needing to lose another 20 pounds before I look good and I'll be right and da 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 da. Woo! And I remember how it triggered me, right? Because I'm like, I know this person did not say this. I'm out here busting my ass off, working hard, and you got the gall to say, I need to lose another 20 pounds before I am acceptable in your eyes. Get out of here. As Nakisha would say, I wanted to claw their eyes out, okay? Wanted to claw their eyes out. Ooh. The thing about this is sometimes those external forces, those external conversations, those outside perceptions of us can start to seed inward doubt. And that was one of the things that kind of, triggered that came up, like, man, is it 20 more pounds that I need to go? Is it 30 more pounds that I need to go? When will I reach the place that is going to make me feel good about being in this body? That comment seeded, or really maybe highlighted, actually, that internal wound of not feeling into my body. And as I reflect on this story and about how so many people impose their own perceptions upon another person, when really they are just masking or mirroring or projecting what it is they feel like they need to be doing. Remember, I mentioned this person could have stood to do some more work. His guts was out there, okay? So in many ways, this person was projecting, saw me in the gym, saw me making changes, saw the body transformation, and was like, self-hatred, oh, I'm gonna come down on this individual, this other human divine being that is within my sphere. I'm gonna say something negative about them needing to lose more weight based upon whatever their own internal struggles were. Whatever their own perceptions about what beauty is, all of that wrapped up in that one comment. But how many times do we receive those types of comments and it triggers that little piece of doubt that resides in us? That thing that says, oh, I still need to do this before I get this. I still need to lose 5 pounds before I buy that outfit or wear that bathing suit. I still need to do more outlining of my great book idea before I start to write it, or before I look for an agent, or before I self-publish. Just a little more perfection that I need to do before I reach and go for the desire of my heart, the XYZ that we're looking for. Just a little more ways of me to prove that I am worthy of my heart's desires. Just a little more. Well, guess what, divine beings? You're worthy now. You belong now. You're beautiful now. It is your birthright to be in the fullness of whatever stage you are right now. It is not about reaching some perceived end that is far off in the distance and I just got to make it here, then I can do this. That's not it. It doesn't have to be it. There's so much joy and bliss in the present. Even when our present circumstances don't necessarily look like we want it to look, there is the opportunity to embrace all of us in each stage that we move through. I mean, that's the human experience. We are divine beings. We are one of the living creatures on this earth that can experience emotions and bodily changes and the cognitive connection between all of the experience that we have and how it transforms or aligns us or moves us forward in our purpose. So it doesn't have to be perfect now, because honestly, perfect is not even a thing. So it's like, well, how do we come to that place of releasing self-doubt and really coming to walk in our power? And I believe it starts with embracing all of us. That's what I've been talking about actually from the beginning of this show, is embracing all of us, all the stages, and not just our physical stages, but embracing our shadows, embracing
all of the emotions, not just the happy ones or the joyful ones, but also the ones that bring about jealousy or fear, embracing that we have it, acknowledging that it's there. Embracing it is accepting it. Embracing the nooks and crannies of our being is how we start to live boldly, move out of self-doubt, walk in our power, and love ourselves deeper, love our bodies deeper. And by loving that, we then love others even greater. So when we're talking about the plus side of love and the topics that we get into in this show, specifically in this segment, we're not just talking about external love and how we engage with others in relation. We're also talking about the internal love, the self-love, the love that starts within you, with you. That internal love is really where we're getting at, because without that, how do you expect to really relate to another from a place of love? And it's not saying that you have to reach the end of what self-love means, right? Like, that goes back to trying to make it be perfect. It's more so about working to love yourself in every stage of your being. And one of the tools that I actually have for this that helped me come into my body and start to feel comfortable with my body, and not just comfortable with my body, but also embracing my emotions, embracing my sensuality, embracing more facets of me, is a journal that I created called Body Bliss, a guided pleasure journal for exploration and self-love. That journal is a central roadmap to self-intimacy and embodied healing and coming into the fullness of loving yourself and all of the nooks and crannies and all of the emotional roller coasters, coming into that space where you're not judging yourself for moving a certain way or looking a certain way, but really you are in the place of extending grace and going deeper in your self-love. And where this journal came from was my own journal prompts that I would write daily to bring me into my body. As I was going through my sexology training course in Costa Rica, one of the things the instructor had us do was to journal daily about this actual journal, was taking time to ask myself certain questions and dig deep into the whys, dig deep into what this meant for how I was relating to myself and my body. And this journal, Body Bliss, a guided pleasure journal for exploration and self-love, that journal are those questions that I asked myself, those journal prompts that walked me through reconnecting with my body, grounding into my sensuality, and really reclaiming and walking in my power. So if you are interested, that book is on Amazon. You can find it on Amazon underneath, again, Body Bliss, a guided pleasure journal for exploration and self-love by Robin Denise, MPH. And I encourage you to take that journey, to allow yourself to see what deeper self-love can look like for you, what deeper embracing and accepting of your body can look like, and how it transforms how you move throughout this world. Oh boy, divine beings. I appreciate this show. It's always juicy. It pushes me to become more and more vulnerable with myself and my lived experiences, because I have learned that I am not the only one who is going through something, and I'm not the only one who's going through the same type of thing. It may be different, but the similarities are always there. So know that you are not alone on any part of your journey, and that when you get to a place that you want to share pieces of your journey, whether it's on a big platform or with a friend inside your living room, know that that medicine, that sharing is medicine. That openness about where you are, where you've come from, is medicine. And it's medicine not just for you, but for others. So that takes us into place your order. And I brought place your order up just a smidge. Normally it's a little bit later in the show. But place your order today is connected still to this idea of what happens when an external force, an external idea or comment shifts how we move in our manifestation.
I'm going to reverse a little bit.
Let's do a little physics. Don't leave. Let's do a little physics, you know, because I want to share this understanding. A particle, when it is in motion, it is in motion, and it moves in the fullness of the motion that it wants to move in. There is no external force that is upon it. It is just a particle in motion. But as soon as that particle becomes observed, it then changes its motion. It changes how it moves through space and time. And that's what can happen when we are on a path of embodying our manifestations, and somebody, someone, some external such and such looks in on the manifestation, looks in on where we are as a particle in motion. And that observance of how we're moving can change how we move. So for example, earlier this year, I went on a hiatus, and I mentioned that I've been off of the social medias. I have been in hermit mode and really just kind of like honing in on healing, transformation, etc. Whew. And in this time of really separation from the US and from everything that I knew, friends, family, I completely separated myself to go inward, because spirit, my higher guides, my ancestors, my spirit team said, you are struggling to ground into the being of who you are because of all these other things that are shaking and not allowing you to root into where you're trying to go. So the interesting thing that happened is when I decided, all right, I am going inward. It is nobody over here. It's just me. And I'm about to die daily. I'm about to go through these initiations. I'm about to, ooh, Jesus. Okay. I was going through it in both the best ways possible and some of the worst ways possible. An interesting thing happened, which is I told a person where I was. Remember, I kind of just dropped off the face of the world, deleted all of my social media, just was gone. And I told an individual where I was. And at that time, I was in Australia. And one of the things that they said to me was, oh my gosh, are you seeing kangaroos? What are you doing? Like, how is it? Like, are you seeing Aborigines people? All these like questions. And they were from a true place of pure intention and everything else. However, I wasn't in Australia to be sightseeing. I was there on some spiritual journey shit. And when that person asked me that question, my particle that was in motion on the spiritual journey, that particle began to be observed and shifted and changed how it moved. And what happened with me was I began to think, oh man, am I not taking advantage of being here in Australia? Should I be going to find kangaroos and going to a kangaroo park? Am I utilizing my days well enough? Like sitting at my altar, is that enough? Should I be all of these things? Like, you know, people yearn to be in other parts of the country to experience and have these different things. And for me, I was like, ah, am I wasting this time here? And I had to come back to my altar. I had to come back to the intention of what I was doing, where I was moving. The place your order piece for alignment is when you are manifesting and grounding your manifestation into this 3D reality, not everybody needs to know the process. Not everybody needs to be aware of where you are, what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're doing it, because your particle in this moment is focused with the intention of walking in the alignment and the fullness of the manifestation before it is fully realized and actualized within the 3D. That part, that rooting of the new thing that you are pushing towards, that is the time where things are the most vulnerable. Things aren't fully metastasized. There is desire for it, but if other forces come around that have a different perspective on the matter, it can then shift and turn and shake. And that's where wavering comes in, and that's where the self-doubt comes in. And it's all these things. So when you're placing your order and you've given it out to the universe and you're starting to embrace and walk as though you already have it, that it is already really your 3D, not everybody needs to be aware of what's happening with you, because their awareness can shake, change, shift how you walk in the embodiment of your manifestation. So let that thing simmer for a little bit, okay? Let it simmer, let it take root, let it solidify, let it gain momentum, okay? And speaking of gaining momentum, I have now gained my momentum. I took most of this year to recoup and be my own little particle and go through so many revelations and dying to self and being rebirthed and then dying again and then being rebirthed and resurrecting myself through continual transformation and transition. Woo! And this is the bounce back. This is why I bounce back. The segment bounce back is here. Because in going through my placial order manifestation time of settling into who I am, who I desire to be, who I've been called to be really, and honing in on my spiritual practice, my spiritual walk, my time with my guides, etc., I was just off the face of the world. People texting me, emailing me, nothing, no response, because I couldn't be observed. And now that I have allowed those roots to go deep into the soil of my manifestation, now that I have allowed myself to really feel firm in what I'm bringing out to the world, to feel firm in who I am as a divine being, here to support the liberation of souls, here to do a good work that has been done within me, to share the rituals and the techniques and the things, the connection to ancestor and the Akashic records, all those. I have gone through it. Not just this year, but years before I have been going through it. And now that I have grounded into it, I can now come up out of the silo and say, yo, baby, I'm here. I'm stronger. The purpose is here. My intention is here. And I am walking in alignment. It's clear who I am, what I am, why I am here to be. It is coming into the next big thing that your heart has been calling you to do. So when we're placing our order and we're asking for things and we're working on manifestation, know that not everybody needs to know. Know that sometimes you might have to steal away to your own corner of the globe, to your own corner of your home, to your own corner of your bedroom, the rug on your floor that has an incense or a candle, whatever place you need to steal away to take time to ground yourself. That's where you launch from in your bounce back behavior. That's where you tell the world from, yo, you thought you missed me, boo. You thought I wasn't coming back. You thought I would be hindered. No, the bounce back is real. I'm here. And even when we're in those quiet moments of stillness in our corners or wherever we are and sitting in front of our altar, know that you are not alone. You have a spiritual support team that is rooting for you. Ask them for help. Ask them to support you in succeeding. Ask them to show you how to release the burdens. Ask them to handle stuff for you, to show up for you, to open doors for you. Ask your ancestry, those who have come before you, ask the angels, the archangels, ask the different elementals, earth, air, water, fire, ask the spirit guides, ask the water beings, ask the deities, ask the gods, ask source, creator, God, whatever interactions and energies that you connect with, ask them to work with you as you transform, as you transition, as you transmute, and as you root into the manifestation of your heart, as you prepare for your bounce back trilogy, call on your support team, whatever that looks like for you. Call them because they got your back. They got your back, your front, your side, your top, and your bottom. A 360 spherical all the way around situation. They got it. So you don't have to go through something alone. You have all these energies around you. And it doesn't have to be just energetic beings that are supporting you. Tap into your community if you need to. Confide in that one person and let them know, hey, this is what I'm moving through. Don't observe, just know that this is what I'm moving through. So you're not alone. And one of the things that as I've come out of my silo and in my bounce back on the trampoline, like, woo, I'm back, y'all, I'm ready, let's do it. One of the things that I have created to support others and myself in their own bounce back, in coming from their own time of stillness, or even encouraging a time of stillness, is a 7-day meditation challenge. It's called the 7-Day Awakening Meditation Challenge. And it's a free challenge. I'll tell you more about the challenge, but it's a free challenge that is a daily meditation practice. Each day, there will be a meditation dropped into your box, your email box, with the meditation. The meditation's about some meditations are 4 minutes, some are as long as 8. But in less than 10 minutes a day, for 7 days consecutively, you can ground into your being, recenter, find your quiet place. And by the end of the 7 days, we do an activation to support that bounce back. So there are daily soul reflections. Each meditation is infused with energetic healing, Reiki, shamanic, loving, ancestral guidance. I have infused these with that love. There's journal prompts. And at the end of the 7 days, you also get a bonus mini soul activation session. So it is a time for sacred rest and reset of your mind, body, and spirit. And if you are ready to do that and journey with me, you can visit robindenise.com/awaken to sign up for the 7-day free soul awakening meditation challenge. That's robindenise.com/awaken. And when you sign up there, you'll get your introductory email and all of the things. And this challenge starts this Sunday, July 13th. That is when we are starting that recharge, reclaim, moving energy out, aligning with our highest self in just 7 days, plus the bonus activation session at the end. So this is my gift to you. As I have said, you know, I'm coming out of this place, not coming out, baby, I'm out, okay? I am out of the silo of the cocoon. This was one of the things that was downloaded into me and placed into my heart to create, because as I mentioned, we're not doing this alone. And when we're going through something, it's most likely happening somewhere else in the world to another person. So it is my gift to you, divine being, to let you know that I see you, I love you, and I am rooting for you. Go ahead and sign up again, robindenise.com/awaken to sign up. All right, let's talk the word of the day, the dizzy. The dizzy. Y'all know that I am in the sad land. And I've been kind of bouncing around different parts of Thailand. It's been amazing. A word in Thai that is very helpful as, you know, just a traveler is being able to like tell someone that you're looking at a certain object. Like, it's this one. I want to buy this one. I want to look at this one, you know? So the word today is this one. And how you say that is in Thai is ani, ani. That means this one. So when you're in the store, or you at a clothing store, and you trying to point to something and you da 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 da, you could say, ani, ani, this one, that's the one that I want. That's the one that I want to see closer. I'm really trying to make sure that whenever you visit Thailand, that you are prepared and ready and know how to navigate these streets, honey, because the streets is nice and easy and sweet, but it's so helpful to have some words under your belt so you don't come out here looking like a gringo and people try to play you with gringo prices. So the word of the day, ani. And remember, Thai is very sweet and kind of sing-songy, so allow yourself to play with that too. Ani. Okay, as we begin to wrap up today's show, there's a couple things that I want to remind you of. As I said, I'm back out here in the internet streets on the social medias. Finally made it. And now that I am ready to really do the damn thing and show y'all the truest bounce back behavior of Robin Denise, I would love for y'all to connect with me on these social networks. I am on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, all underneath the handle RobinDenise1222. RobinDenise1222. So I would love for you to hang out with me there. Go follow. Give your girl a new follow, because it is a completely new account, okay? Completely new account, because it is a new version of me That not even a new version, an aligned, awakened version of me, and my old socials did not reflect that. And so here we are. Go ahead and follow me at Robin Denise 1222. And then a reminder that I invite you to journey with me for 7 days, starting Sunday the 13th, through the 7-day Soul Awakening Challenge. It is all about supporting those who have been feeling spiritually disconnected or emotionally heavy. You might be craving clarity, calmness, or just a way to really reconnect with yourself, reconnect with your body, your ancestors, your power. And if you're ready to feel more grounded, whole, and magnetic, to magnetize your desires, magnetize yourself so that your desires flow to you easily, come on and join this challenge. You can go to robindenise.com/awaken to be a part of it. 7-day free challenge with a bonus activation session at the end. Ooh, and then lastly, my last piece of good juiciness from today to support you in just grounding deeper into your body is the Body Bliss Journal. Body Bliss Journal, a guided pleasure journal for exploration and self-love. That roadmap for self-intimacy and embodied healing is at your disposal. You can buy an electronic copy off of my website at robindenise.com. Go to the shop menu, or you can go to Amazon and type it in. Body Bliss, a guide. You don't even have to type in the whole a guided pleasure journal. You could just type in Body Bliss and Robin Denise, and it'll pop up. So if you're not, hopefully one of these things will support you in your movement and alignment and self-actualization and coming into the fullness of yourself, really embracing who you are, accepting it and loving yourself in every way. These tools are there for that. And one of them, if not all of them, I invite you to take part in. So, as we really bring it all to a close, I want you to remember that you are amazing. You are divine. Divinity pulses through your veins. It emits from your inner being. And as it emits from your inner being, and you grow and evolve and come into your aligned purpose, remember that it looks differently for everyone. Remember that your story is not everybody's story, and not everybody needs to know your business, honey. It is okay to keep some things internally because it allows us to really ground into where we're going, what we're manifesting, and our aligned being of self. It has been a pleasure, divine being, to share pieces of me with you. And I hope, not even I hope, I know that this has supported and healed someone somewhere in some way or another, if not in this exact moment, in the future to come. And I profess that. I profess those blessings over all of you who are listening. I profess that you move in alignment. I profess that you are loved and that you love yourself deeply. I want all of the good juju for you, boo boo. Right, join me on the socials. Robin Denise 1222. Head up my website, join that challenge. And until next time, baby, we are bouncing out. Ow.
You're listening to Bounce Back Behavior, the show with Nikisha Michelle and Robin Denise, only on LA Talk Radio.